As we continue to talk about prayer this summer, I just want to keep reminding us that prayer takes on many, many forms, and it actually requires, I think, many expressions of it. So again, we've been using this definition that prayer includes all the ways that we communicate with God and commune with God. The prayer is the way that we keep company with God. Again, it can show up in many different ways. And in many ways, we should probably expect that the author of 200 billion galaxies, he might want to be engaged in some different ways, in creative ways. So sometimes prayer is silent. Sometimes prayer is really loud. Sometimes prayer is very active, and you use your body in a variety of ways. Sometimes prayer requires being still. Sometimes prayer is contemplative. Other times, it requires shouts of celebration. So in prayer, we laugh, and in prayer, we cry. In prayer, we yell and whisper. Sometimes we stand. Sometimes we kneel. Sometimes we bow. Because we're going to be communicating and communing with God in all sorts of different ways. And just a reminder, as those who have come into relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we are his beloved children. And as beloved children, we will continue to grow in this activity, in this place of being, because we will continue into all eternity growing in our communication with God and our communion with God. So again, we've opened up the scriptures, and we've looked at Luke 11:1, where Jesus had this interaction with his disciples, and his disciples said to him, "Lord Jesus, teach us to pray." So last week we talked about and then spent some time practicing adoration, this idea of putting God back at the center and reorienting our lives around him. This idea, we use the line and the phrase, "Our Father." This is again from the beginning of what Jesus taught his disciples. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father, holy is your name," putting God back at the center, putting God back in this idea of understanding him as Father. This week now, we're going to spend a little time focusing on the idea, not just of adoration, but of intercession. Intercession. So if you have a Bible, why don't you open up to Matthew chapter 6. You can open up a Bible app or your physical copy of the scriptures. Matthew chapter 6, we're again using Jesus' teaching on prayer as a framework. We're not going to, we'll use other things as well, but this is helpful, I think, for us to start here as a framework for us as we grow in our own understanding as disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus, and how we too learn how to pray. And hopefully we'll keep moving us deeper into community with God, communion with God, keeping company with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Jesus says, "Pray then like this." And he says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, those really are powerful words. That next line is going to be the focus for us today. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm going to kind of talk about this in two ways. Next week, we're going to talk about the idea of petition. So he goes on to say there of this request, "Give us today, give us this day our daily bread." And that's the idea of petition or personal request. We'll talk about that next week. That's not the focus this week. Rather, it's intercession. And with intercession, the focus is less about me and my needs and what's going on in my life, and rather our gaze, our focus turns outward to others. As we pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our focus goes from the stuff that the daily bread needs of our own life to looking out at the world, at others around us, and saying, "What's going on there? What is God up to there?" Richard Foster, one author, he says, if we truly love people, we will desire for them far more than we have the power to give them within ourselves. And this will lead us to prayer. He says, intercession is a way of loving others. So there's lots of ways that we can love other people, but loving people through our prayer is one of them. Interceding for others is one of them. So in his earthly life and ministry, Jesus came talking a lot about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. In fact, some would say that's the central message of what he came to talk about, that the good news, the gospel, is not just abstract good news, but it's the good news of the kingdom. It's the good news of the kingdom of God. Jesus showed up saying, repent, for the kingdom is near. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is close. Anyone have a good definition of what a kingdom is? You can throw it out. What's a kingdom? A place of rain. And you're probably not talking about like Northwest rain, right? R-E-I-G-N, a place of rain. Anybody else have an idea? So what's a kingdom? What's a kingdom? It's the land of the king. Yeah. So it's this idea of a kingdom. It's the people, places, systems over which a king rules, over which a king reigns. It's where he has authority. It's where he has influence. It's where the king exercises his domain. That's where that word kind of comes from. It's the king's domain. It's kingdom. So at the heart of a prayer that prays, your kingdom come, your will be done, is this desire that we have to see the authority and the influence of King Jesus expand and be known and experienced on earth as it is in heaven. Right back in the beginning, go back to Genesis. In the beginning, heaven and earth were these distinct and yet overlapping spheres where the rule and reign of God was known and experienced. There was once a time where heaven and earth were one, but because of sin and rebellion, this world system has been handed over into the season of rebellion, and authority was handed over to the evil one. Where things happen, maybe if you've read the news lately, things happen around us on earth not as they are in heaven, which is why we experience still death and why we experience disease and war and pain and suffering and tears. I think we all can agree that Olympia, Washington is not on earth as it is in heaven. Thurston County is not yet as it is in heaven. Washington State, the United States, all the nations of the earth are not yet right now as it is in heaven. There will be a day when that will be in full. But even though Jesus has come and died and risen again and ascended to the right hand of the Father, we still live in this in-between zone. We're in the in-between time of his comings. And we still experience the tension where Jesus is king, but it's not yet known fully and experienced fully here among us as it is in the heavenlies right now, where Jesus reigns and rules over all things with all authority and all power. Now, it's interesting, if you read the Old Testament storyline, there are these places, even during the reign of rebellion, where heaven and earth would join. As you watch the people of Israel, for them, their temple became that special place where the presence of God was known, and they celebrated that as a place where heaven and earth would meet, where God's presence was known, a place of sacrifice and worship. And now, because of Jesus, the scripture tells us that there now exists on earth today, not just a temple building where heaven and earth are joined, but rather through his church, through his people, we now become that place where heaven and earth meet, where the presence of God dwells. And that's why we occupy this very unique spot, this very unique place of the intersection between heaven and earth. citizens of heaven, living on earth as dwelling places of God, where we get to join God in praying, God, may your kingdom come, may your will be done here among us as it is in heaven. Like, what would that look like? What would that sound like? What would that be like? What would that feel like if the full reign and influence of God as king were known among us? If you read the New Testament, we get all these glimpses. Jesus talked about the kingdom all the time. In many ways, Jesus is a kingdom of God billboard. He's a kingdom of God storyteller. So you listen to the stories that he tells, the parables he tells, the things that he teaches, the healings that he does, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is talking about what life looks like when God is king. Jesus opens up the Isaiah scroll, Luke chapter 4, verse 17. Like, what would the kingdom of God be like? He says, Luke 4, 17, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So if you're asking, like, what, if as we're praying, may your kingdom come, may your will be done, and you're wondering, what might that look like? Jesus gives us some clues here. It's going to look a lot like good news, freedom, liberty for the poor, captive, blind, oppressed, forgiveness, grace, and a new way to be. It's going to involve justice, righteousness. It's going to sound like and be like good news for those that don't have, those that are oppressed, those that are limited, those who are broken. That's what it's going to look like and sound like. And so Jesus says, if you want to pray in a way that pleases the Father, pray like this. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we realize that we won't be the ones who fully make that happen. It will happen in full when Jesus comes back one day. But until that day, we get to be places where the kingdom of God breaks out, bearers of the presence of God, to see these kinds of things bloom among us. So Abraham interceded for Lot and his family. Moses interceded for Israel in their sin and rebellion. Jesus, the great intercessor, minded the gap between God and humanity. And now we get to intercede too in Jesus' name, with Jesus' authority, according to Jesus' plan. There's an author named Pete Gregg. He says that intercession are those who stand in that gap, mediating between heaven and earth as equal friends of both, pleading with God on behalf of people and with people on behalf of God. Belonging to both, we are unable or unwilling to take sides, but we long for them to be reconciled. Friends of heaven through the work of Jesus, friends on earth through our own common humanity, pleading that the will of God, the reign of God, break in among us. So what I want to do this morning is get a chance for us to pray, for us to practice. And again, my hope in this is not just to fill some more time on Sunday, but this begins to get worked into our lives Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So what I've done is I've given you a little prayer card. I want to talk through this morning, and then we're going to get a chance to pray. And hopefully even you bring it home, and it can begin to work its way into your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well. Again, they're on the tables if you didn't grab one. They're online if you want to look at it. But I realize that talking about kingdom, big ideas can sometimes feel so big and overwhelming you don't even know where to start. But I believe that if you are someone who has come to know and follow Jesus, that God has already begun to work into your mind and heart and plant already within you things of the kingdom and passions and desires of the kingdom in ways that you may not even already be aware of. But I want maybe even today to bring those out, and then we can begin to pray in that way. I also realize that some of you are verbal processors. So if I say, what about this? Come and share on the mic. You run up here and throw it out. Some of you are like, I need to think about that for a second before you're willing to pray it out or speak it out. You got to think about it. So what I want to do is I want to walk through a couple questions, and maybe give you some time and space, even to jot some notes to think about it. I'm going to walk through the three questions of intercession, and then we'll have a chance to come on the microphone and pray through those three things together, okay? So here's the first question. Like, how would I pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Question number one. Oh, I would love to see that happen. I would love to see this take place. What are the things that get you excited? And we can begin to pray, may your kingdom come, may your will be done in this area with these things. And then question number three, this is always a good one to ask, where might we be blind, deaf, or avoidant to the things that actually do break God's heart? I think about the parable of the Good Samaritan and how the religious people, the religious leaders, came and saw a need and then passed by on the other side. Where are those places that maybe we've just passed by on the other side and we say, Holy Spirit, is there something that I'm just not seeing, not hearing, not paying attention to, and I'm kind of busy walking, I'm doing an end around it to avoid that? A place maybe where you want to see your kingdom come and your will be done. Okay. So, I'm going to invite Kyle and Jessica to come back up. We're going to sing the refrain from the last song we just sang. I think it should be in your song sheet there. We're going to rephrase it in a plural that we sing it together. But talking about heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things that aren't seen, the things unseen. Help me have a love like you, right? Break my heart for what share and pray, and we're going to do three rounds of this with question one, question two, and question three. Just line up behind here so we can maximize the amount of praying and not have to wait for people. But let's sing the refrain, and then we'll move into this first question. Who do you already know where you desire to see God's rule and reign break into their lives? You can come up and just say, may your kingdom come and may your will be done in name a name, in Aaron, in Sylvia, name a name. All right, I invite you to come up if you want to pray. And you can say, may your kingdom come and may your will be done in, let's just say a name, as it is in heaven. I know, again, this always takes a bit of courage, a bit of vulnerability. But again, for us to share the Father's heart to see his kingdom come and his will being done in places that he's already planted us. Let's come and let's pray. Let's intercede.
Heal our hearts from the aching pain. Open up our eyes to the things unseen. Show us how to love like you have loved us. Break our hearts from everything we are for your kingdom's cause, as we walk from earth into eternity.
So I invite you to come up for the second question. What has God already placed in you? Me sad. This makes me excited. So may your kingdom come and may your will be done in this issue, this place, this people group, this situation, as it is in heaven. Yeah, maybe share something that either makes you angry, something that makes you weep, something that makes you excited, and then offer that to the Father. I'm going to come and share. So this last one is tough. Blind spots are tough because we don't see them. We don't know them. So I just want to even just pray and ask, Holy Spirit, you know us inside and out. And so we would ask even now, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, you would show us the things that we're maybe blind to, deaf to, the things that don't align with your heart in this world, the things that don't align in our own lives, God, in this world. So Lord, would you do that even today in this moment? I pray that even for the days to come, in a moment of quiet with you, that you would continue to speak and show and reveal. Open up our eyes to see as you see. Open up our ears to hear from you. Or maybe be a people that love the things that you love and weep with you over the things that break your heart. So we're going to end this morning singing two more songs. One as just a regular song. Another one as a blessing of benediction over us today. I just want to again encourage you to either take that card home this week and put it in a spot where you will encounter it again before next Sunday. And I would even love maybe to give it some chance next Sunday to hear if there are things that maybe you were led to pray for, or the ways in which you engaged in intercession for someone and you saw things begin to move or happen in your life differently next week, that we can share even some of those stories. But I'd again love to work this into our lives and not just a Sunday morning as well. But let's again stand together. Let's sing. Let's, as citizens of heaven planted here on earth until the return of Jesus, may we sing and declare and call out and intercede and love in a way that is worthy of the love that Jesus has poured out on us.